The Crossroads of America on this moment of Indiana history. Presented by the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information about public radio and public television in Indiana is available at ipbs.org. Although not exactly in the center of the continental United States, Indiana has been called the Crossroads of America. Indiana's legislature made that motto official in 1937, almost 20 years before the authorization of the Interstate Highway System, which made Indianapolis a hub for automotive traffic. By that time, Indiana had been a conduit for cross-country activity for centuries. The state's waterways carried French traders trafficking in pelts between Louisiana and Canada. Later, the state's northern access made it a valuable stretch of the Underground Railroad. But the east-west axis was perhaps even more well-known. 19th-century pioneers set off in mule-drawn boats down the Wabash and Erie Canal, and those in covered wagons traversed the Old Pike, a clearing through the forest from Maryland to Illinois. Eventually paved, that path came to be known as the Historic National Road and was ultimately developed into Route 40, extending all the way to San Francisco. In the 1920s, Route 40 met its perpendicular counterpart in Route 41, newly connecting Chicago and Miami. Their meeting place at the intersection of 7th and Wabash Streets in downtown Terre Haute became known as the Crossroads of America. Since that moniker has been applied to the state as a whole, Indiana has maintained its identity as the nation's thoroughfare by virtue of its network of interstate highways and a seaport on Lake Michigan. This moment of Indiana history is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.